Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He is former PGA Tour caddy. Now he's a co-host of the Odyssey app and Odyssey podcast and our own podcast here, Tales from the Tips, which is a phenomenal name for a golf podcast,
by
the
way. I love that.
Mick Middlemo, we just call him Mick the Caddy. So, Mick the Caddy. How you doing, my friend?
It is just Mick the Caddy. I'll tell you what, if you guys want to come up with a good drinking game, every time the beau mentions he's going to be at the driver's meeting, you should have to do a shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I think there's going to be some drunk people in the world we're never going to hear the end of this. Yeah, I can assure you.
Mick, I gotta get people where they need to go. It might help some people out in life to have a few drinks.
I have a sneaking suspicion after this phone call I'm going to be the president of the mafia.
Well, there's a guy. Mick, let me tell you something. There's a guy down 20 that in a guard shack right now that would fight you for that. But you know what? We'll get to that later. Look, that was an incredible U.S. Open, I think. I enjoy that type of stuff. But what did you think about the way J.J. Spahn was able to recover and finish the tournament yesterday? After really faltering and giving up the lead on Saturday and then really getting off to a bad start on Sunday.
Look, it was phenomenal to watch him, what he did on the back nine. I mean, he put on a putting clinic. I mean, honestly, the three putts he held, including the one to win, was unbelievable to watch. I mean, and the drive that he hit on 17, you know, the 304-yard par 4, to come through clutch like that, you know, 71st hole of the U.S. Open was phenomenal to watch, especially with, I mean, the carnage that was happening around him. And, I mean, I know you and I spoke about this at Lazy Dog on Friday night, that you probably enjoy watching the carnage. I don't enjoy the carnage so much. I thought it was a little overkill, but you know, all hats off to J.J. Spahn. It was an outstanding victory.
So, Mick, I've been seeing the debate going back and forth whether this is an enjoyable event to watch or not at Oakmont, because it's already tough, and then there's the weather. Some people like seeing that struggle with these golfers, then others want to see the precision happening. Where did you land on this with your experience?
I kind of land somewhere in the middle. I thought yesterday was a little overkill, and obviously you've got to understand one thing. When it rains, that rough then becomes 10 times worse than what it normally is. At least when it's dry, you have a chance to get a club through it at some stage. But when it's that wet and heavy, you saw the carnage of what was happening with Adam Scott and Terrell Hatton, you know, even Sam Burns at times. It was just, I think it's a little overkill. And, you know, also when you get a rules official come out and say there's no standing water there and they're making Sam Burns play basically out of a puddle, I think it's a little overkill. But, you know, every player knows it when he turns up. That's what the USGA is about. They want to make this as hard as they possibly can. I don't think it makes great viewing. You know, I was with some people yesterday watching it, and they were like, you know, this is kind of – it's a little overkill, I think, with the way they set up the course sometimes.
Hanging out with Mick the Caddy. He's co-host of Odyssey Podcast Tales from the Tip. And Mick, one of the things that did come out of this tough event over the weekend was a lot of frustration from a lot of golfers. We saw pictures of Wyndham Clark, supposedly, allegedly damaged some lockers inside the clubhouse. You saw Rory getting frustrated, visibly frustrated out on the course. Were you ever on the bag for somebody that just absolutely lost their cool? I think one of the cool things about you guys as podcasts, hearing stories like this. You ever just somebody on the back for somebody that just lost their mind or in the middle of a round because of frustration?
Oh, absolutely. I've catted for guys that have broken clubs and punched. I catted for one guy. He four putted a hole and he walked off and he walked into a portalette. Next thing you know, I just see the portalette shaking. You know, I can hear the thumping and punching. And he comes out, he's got blood streaming. This was up in Syracuse. He's got blood streaming out of his right hand where he'd just, like, taken to the portal at 100 miles an hour. You know, sometimes I wish they had the cameras sort of following us around when you go into the locker rooms and stuff like that, and especially with some of the locker room talk, because I can guarantee there were some players who hated every part about being at Oakmont this week. And that's what I don't like about it, is that, you know, if you're outside the top 30, coming into Sunday, you know you have no chance of winning. You're not going to come out and shoot 62 and make a run. Those guys just can't wait to finish, get off the golf course. Even Rory said, I hope this round takes 4.5 hours and I can get the hell out of here, sort of thing. So in that way, it hurts. But, you know, I guess some people just like watching the carnage and unfold. And maybe, you know, we can all relate because that's the way we normally – well, from what I hear, that's the way Bo plays all the time anyway.
That's exactly how I play. It's all carnage constantly. You know what? Rory and I was like, man, he's doing some of the things I do, except for I've taken I've taken a club to a tree before. You know what? I want to talk about the rain delay and what do you guys do in those rain delays? Because I know JJ Spahn had 5 of 6 first holes. He bogeyed. It was an awful start, and he's somehow able to regroup. And clearly, the rain delay it was time for him to get his mind right. But how do you treat a rain delay as a player and a caddy?
Well, normally it's like basically you just go and eat. To tell you the truth, you'll cruise off. You know, there's nothing you can do. You can't go to the range. You can't go putt. So basically, you just have to go and try to kill time. Players will go and eat. They'll sit in the locker room. You know, JJ Spahn's a pretty relaxed kind of dude. I mean, if as a caddy, I would probably sort of sit there before he went and had lunch and go, hey, listen, this is good for us. You know, we haven't had the greatest front nine. You know, this is good for us. It's time to regroup and you know, get our minds clear and get ready for a back nine. You know, sometimes that can really play into your favor. And obviously at this stage, it really, really did.
Finishing up here with Mick the Caddy. You can find him on Twitter at Mick Middlemo. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, and we've seen JJ Spahn, Mick, like we've seen him around. He was a runner up, you know, back at the Players just a couple months ago. This career resurgence for him, though, he's 34 years old. He's obviously never won a major. And he's able to, you know, make it happen over the weekend. What happens for a guy like this? Does something suddenly just click? You think JJ Spahn's attacking the course in a different way? Does this course play to his strengths? Because suddenly he's become a guy who is a very, very good golfer at a point in his career where sometimes you don't always see that.
I think sometimes the light just gets switched on. I think sometimes these guys, when they come on tour, you know, they see the lights and the glitter and, you know, and they see the money and they see that everything comes with it. And sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming. You know, I've caddied for guys first year, second year out there, and it becomes very, very overwhelming. You know, you walk up and down the range and there's Phil and Tiger and all, you know, the best players in the world. And you're like, wow, I'm really here now. And sometimes it gets a little overwhelming and you can lose focus a little bit. And sometimes when the light just switches on that you belong, and now all of a sudden you realize that you belong out there. It's career changing. It's defining that, you know, all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, I can actually hang with these guys. And obviously coming second at the Players' Championship to Rory, you know, you can be disappointed that you come second, but I can guarantee he went home that night and he was like, well, you know, I belong out here. I've got this. And all of a sudden people have to start to worry about me. And it's you know, I've been around players that have done that. It's when the light comes on, it's fun to watch. And for him, you know, his caddy, Mark Ahrens, is a great friend of mine. I've known Mark for 23, 24 years. And, you know, I cut my teeth with him on the nationwide tour, so it's great for him to, you know, to get it, because, you know, I feel great for him as well. He's a great caddy, he's a great man, he's a great Red Sox man. And to see him, you know, and then even at the end of the round, you know, you watched Adam Scott was in there, they're hugging each other, they're laughing, they're joking and stuff like that. You know, he's just one of the boys now, and I think that's changed his whole mindset when it comes to the game of golf.
Yeah, it says a lot about J.J. Spahn, the way other people reacted to him winning. Hey, real quick, Mick, now going, we've got a couple weeks and the British Open will be upon us. So coming into that, who is the favorite coming into that? Because I think, you know, after the Masters, you'd have thought maybe Rory. Scotty is always, a favorite to win. But who do you think is the favorite to win in the British Open?
You mean the Open Championship?
No, it's the British Open.
I was going to say, here we go, ding, ding.
We had this conversation the other night. I know you're just coming at me now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, no, I am coming at you now, but look, it's gonna be hard for Rory not to win that one. It's basically in his backyard. I know he's going to be pumped for this one. I know he's probably had a little bit of a hangover since the Masters and winning the Grand Slam, but I think when he gets back there, it's going to be all systems go for him. I mean, he shot 3-under in the last round here, and obviously it was a carefree 3-under because he wanted to get the hell out of Dodge. And sometimes when you just don't really care, you play great golf. But I think it's going to be great for Rory. I think he's going to have a huge chance in this one in his backyard.
All right, appreciate it, Mick. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it as always.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. And yeah, definitely a member of the Mafia after all that.
Well, I'm glad we got Mick on once. And now his last appearance.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Good stuff.
I'm the president, but I'll be the director of foreign affairs.
Oh, man. He's a lot of fun. I don't think he's having beer right now, but he's a lot of fun to have a drink with or just hang out with. Mick, he's got a ton of tales. I was getting him to tell me some of the golf stories he has, and Mike Conti Washer was like, I need to borrow you for a minute.
Yeah. Tales from the tips, if you will.
Yeah, that's it for that segment. Well, look, coming up next, got a Life of Squid, and there is a conspiracy theory about the Knicks.
Uh-oh.
Coaching search.
Uh-oh.
And you know me, Allie. I'm always in for a good conspiracy
yes,
theory.
Yes, you are.
Next on the Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Beat you, Mike.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.